know, we do the proactive communication services for 300 plus government entities now, state, local, and federal level. Probably half of the major federal agencies use our system. What they use it for is getting people signed up for updates on information.
And by and large, the biggest chunk of those is email. If you get emails from GSA, if you get emails from FBI, if you get emails from DHS, those come through Gov Delivery.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. And we get numbers on what people are signing up for, how many people are signing up, you know, what the topics are of interest, because one of the major innovations we brought to the market was letting people sign up at a more specific level. And then we also do let people sign up via text message and other things now, and so, you know, into some social media channels and RSS, so we're able to see the relative popularity of different channels for different types of content. So we're able to see some interesting information activity. And we've gotten to a scale because we've been successful rolling it out so broadly across federal government, where we've gotten to a scale where there are more things we think we can measure to get even more closely at what is the exact kind of impact we're having. And the reason, you know,
that's a question I'm sure you're often asked is, so what? What does this do for me? Does this make
right.
a difference?
And I think communication in government is one of those things that often is written off as kind of a soft item, and that's really the challenge that people have when they're trying to justify investments in better communication, investments in the website, and elsewhere. And so we actually have partnered with, and this is something we just announced we're really excited about, we've partnered with the folks who run the ACSI survey on the government websites, yep. a company called 4C Results. And we've been working sort of side by side with them for a long time, but we've actually put an integration in place. And these guys are out measuring the experience, the customer satisfaction that citizens are having when they're on a government website, and they find amazing things. One of the most interesting things they found is that getting people online leads to a satisfaction rate on a scale of 0 to 100 of around 75 with federal government, whereas when somebody interacts with federal government offline, the satisfaction is under 68.7, I think.
Hmm.
So they found that getting people online, first of all, increases someone's satisfaction with citizen services. But they've also found now, and they've got really good evidence around this, some amazing facts around people who are less satisfied when they visit a site, under a score of 70, versus people who say that they're 80 or higher. And the things they found, number one, is you're 50% plus more likely to return to a government website if you're really satisfied, 79% more likely to recommend it. But then the ones I really like would be 54% more likely to trust the government agency, which has amazing consequences in public health and other areas. You're 80% more likely, if you're happy with the experience, to use the website as the primary resource instead of calling the call center or using other more costly channels. And you're 50% more likely to engage. So it's kind of a laundry list of stats, but this is what we love. These are the stats that are driving real results for the government, as opposed to, you know, it's great to get more people signed up for updates and things, but we want to measure what people's level of satisfaction is. And then, you know, I can tell you a little bit more about how we're tying that to Gov Delivery now.
Well, and that's what I imagine out of all those numbers, it shows that people, what does this mean for agencies, and how is it changing how you look at how you help agencies get that message out?
Well, so what we've basically been tracking, so Gov Delivery sends, or I should say the government agencies we work with send between 8 and 12 million messages out through Gov Delivery every day. And they get about 10,000 to 20,000 more people sign up every day to government updates through Gov Delivery. So we're doing this on a very big scale, billions of messages a year. And what we've heard anecdotally, and we've actually been able to track this with a couple of our clients, like CDC, that people's satisfaction scores go up when they put Gov Delivery in place because they're communicating more proactively when updates occur. And so the public gets a sense that they're getting information that they've requested, and then they come back to the website, and when they fill out the survey, they feel more satisfied. Well, we've heard that anecdotally, but now what we've done with 4C is we're actually going to specifically track and segment what somebody's satisfaction level is when they come in after receiving a message via a Gov Delivery proactive outreach, versus when they just come to your website through a Google search or through another sort of means, to try and measure whether that proactive communication is actually having a scientific impact
right.
on somebody's level of satisfaction. And I think we're highly confident that it is having an impact, but we want to measure the impact both to be able to recognize the value of what's occurring, but also so we can put some continuous improvement ideas into motion.
And does any of the numbers that you've seen so far, does this tell you anything about how, I mean, yeah, you reach out to folks, they feel more comfortable, they generally like it, but how does it change? Does it mean that you do this even more proactively, or does this say something about widgets? What is this? You know, you focus on this all the time. What does it tell you in terms of what you're looking at doing?
Right. I think for us, it's a couple of different things. But what we're trying to do, one thing that the ACSI survey has brought to federal government is the ability to compare across agencies.
Yeah.
What's happening. And so we've got many, many different clients using our service. And we're able to measure now, you know, one of the metrics we use is we'll look at one client and we'll compare it to another client. We'll say, you're getting a certain number of people signed up and a certain click-through rate on the emails. And that's a little bit higher than this other agency. So we're going to bring some of your ideas to that agency. And we try to share best practices that way. But we have not been able to measure in a scientific manner the level of satisfaction that the messaging is creating. And if we believe the ACSI numbers, and I definitely do, that satisfaction leads to other really good behaviors like engagement and a higher level of trust in government and other things, we're trying to drive higher satisfaction. What we're going to do is we're beginning now to roll out this tracking across different agencies so that people can tell how proactive communication is impacting their satisfaction. And we're going to look for the agencies where proactive communication seems to be having more impact and try to take those practices that they have in place and bring them elsewhere. So I'd say that that's the idea that we're using to drive improvement. And, you know, our system is like any software. It's used many, many different ways by many different clients. And when you put the metrics in place, it's easier to tell which approaches are having the most impact.